From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Like many U.S. tech companies with an appetite for growth, Netflix has been going hard at the international market. We could talk about the popularity of House of Cards among Chinese people with a cynical view of American politics, or maybe one of the most expensive TV shows ever made, Netflix's $90 million historical drama Marco Polo. But right now, let's hear Adam Allen talk about the streaming company's latest earnings report coming out later today.
Netflix is forecast to gain some 26 million international subscribers with a presence in 50 countries by the end of this year.
The main thing at this stage for them is just the raw subscriber growth numbers.
Jim Nail is a business-to-consumer analyst with Forrester Research. The biggest prize for Netflix would be China, where the e-commerce company Alibaba recently launched its own streaming service.
But I don't think it's a deal killer. It certainly sets up stiffer competition.
Domestically, Netflix hopes to drive subscriptions by continuing to produce its own standalone content with shows such as Orange is the New Black or House of Cards. All that programming is really expensive, says University of Michigan communications professor Amanda Lotz.
Netflix is spending a lot of money. And so that's where the pressure to expand subscribers in order to amortize those costs over a bigger subscriber base.
The big threat to Netflix going forward, says Lotz, would be if all those content providers bypass the middleman and start selling directly to consumers. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.